Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Kim Bocamper is here as with us this morning as well with everything on. And Bo, you did exactly what I did, like, oh, Miami Open, when's a good time?
Yeah.
Ladies love to go. Our wives love to go to that tournament, man.
It's a great event. I've been there a number of times and not as much. I know you go a lot.
But I sat up there with you and we were watching Medvedev.
I used to go and watch a match and this and that and be around there. But, you know, the first time I went, I just went and sat down and I go, hey, did you go to this place to eat? I didn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
So I kind of been exploring it a little bit.
They got great food on the outside right now.
Great food and the atmosphere is out of control. The weather is absolutely perfect to be out there. At this time of the year. Whether you know tennis or not, it's a great experience.
They turn into a big party.
Well, you know what's funny is that you go to that over these next 2 weeks, and then a few weeks from now, they got the Formula One cars zipping around at 250 miles an hour. A
lot of beautiful people out there, too.
Well, both those tournaments draw an A-plus crowd.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. And Woody yesterday goes, what do you mean by that? He goes, what do you go ahead and say it. I go, a lot of beautiful women out there running around. And I said, in our strike zone.
Woody's got an eye for those 50-year-old women, right?
No, he's a little down on our age group.
Oh, is he?
No, I'm down on Belichick's age group.
Oh, he's down on Belichick. He's got a problem with Belichick's girlfriend 50 years
Most people
younger.
Have an issue with that.
I don't have. It seems a little strange, but I have no issue with it.
Just a little strange.
But you see that picture with him, like, he's on the beach. And
yeah.
Yeah, I said, hey, good for you. Good for you, man.
Outside of everything, though, what do you think they talk about?
Huh?
Like, when they sit down to have dinner together,
well, you know what's funny?
What do you think they talk about? What do they have in common?
He said she's well-rounded.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think she's a very intelligent woman.
I do. But what do they talk about?
Forget her looks. Forget the fact that she's like a...
He found out the little guy works again, too, Bo. Bo, he found out the little guy's working again. He got on the program.
And he didn't have to come down here and see your guy, right? It's funny how that would happen.
Funny,
right?
He called me. I was wondering why is Bill Belichick calling me about Atlantic Men's Clinic.
I think he carved out a spot for her on his staff too, didn't he? I thought.
Oh yeah. By the way, everything's got to go through the girlfriend now too what's coming up here. Yeah. She wants to know what she wants to go to and got to get ready for everything. What a crazy one. Yeah, so anyway, we got NASCAR and Homestead. We got Hard Rock Buckets and Bets going on. That's great, like nonstop.
Look about Bradley Chubb and NASCAR. Is he like the
Bradley Chubb's going to be out
he's
there?
He's going to do the checkered flag green flag.
Bradley Chubb might have a little background.
Yeah,
in,
North
Carolina guy, North Carolina State guy. Yeah, he may been around that NASCAR stuff a little bit. So, man, we got Florida State Miami 3-game series in baseball. So so all this stuff is going on and. We got in this Pat Riley thing. Last night, the Heat lose their ninth straight, and it's obvious that Jimmy Butler gone. They're missing. I think they're missing a number one guy.
Look what Jimmy's doing at Golden State.
Perfect piece. That together.
Came in there and he's Jimmy. He's Jimmy the way we had Jimmy when Jimmy first came here.
He's happy Jimmy.
He's happy Jimmy, right.
He got his joy back.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy,
and he's in
joy,
a city.
Joy.
He's in a city that's got a lot of coffee culture to it. So
yes.
He likes that little coffee culture out there,
I
right?
could see him sipping on that coffee every morning.
You're darn right. On the Embarcadero, just looking out in the ocean.
Oh, he can go there. He can go to Saratoga, Las Gatas.
Look, he brings another element to that team. You know, they've been such a dynamic 3-point team since Steph Curry's got there. He gives them that inside game that teams aren't playing that much these days. So it's kind of unique, and it seems we work like every time I look, he's 25, 27, 24. You know,
he doesn't take a lot of shots. He's making a lot of free throws. To your point about going to the basket and that stuff. So anyway, last night they got into today. By the way, is Pat Riley's 80th birthday.
Whew.
He's officially joined the 80 yeah. club. Look, man, I don't care. I like having Pat here, and he's what he's built up. Yeah. And part of it with Mickey and recently Nick and Andy and all the rest of them in that organization. They've done a great, great job.
Yeah.
The question I have is his health? Is he okay? He looks like he still wants to do it. Every time they have a picture of him or show, he hasn't been out in front as much as yeah. he used to be. And I'm guessing he's still mentally sharp.
Yep. Yeah. I think so. I
he wants to get this turned around. You know he is a competitive son of a gun.
Now, if this was a team that was clicking on all cylinders and doing this, you may think, oh, maybe in the next year or two I step down. I don't think he would step away when the team is not to where he wants it to be or near where he wants it to be. And it's certainly not there now. And look, I know everybody's pointing fingers at Spoelstra and this and that. Yeah, to me, I just pointed my finger just to Jimmy Butler. You had beginning of the season, is he, isn't he not? Okay, we suspend him again. That creates a fraction in the team.
Yeah, but once that started, he was done. He checked out.
And then when he checked out, then you trade him, and now you're trying to put together the pieces of that team, but you're missing – you're missing a guy, right?
He's a big hole.
The Heat, you go back to the Heat when Pat Riley came, always had somebody. I had Alonzo Mourning.
Alonzo and Timmy Hardaway together.
You always had guys, and they got one or two guys playing a Hero.
Bam and Tyler. Great games last night.
Good game. But you don't have that other guy. And even with Bam and Tyler, they're not the guy.
They need a number one guy.
They need a guy, yeah.
Yeah, they need a number one guy, and I'm sure Pat Riley's going to do everything he can. Yeah. It will be interesting, though. That day will come, and honestly, watching Pat through the years, I thought Pat at some point was going to check out.
Yeah.
And I thought he might even get back involved with the Lakers because they were kind of a mess for a while.
Yeah.
He's got his home out there. Yeah. Then he lived next door to Mike Douglas or one of those guys. He's got all his antique cars. And I thought he's headed back out to California. Then all of a sudden, man, I think he kind of looked in the mirror and goes, man, Bo, we're all doing that. Like, this is what I really enjoy doing.
Yeah. Well,
I don't want to sit on the beach and see it and call the kids every 2 minutes. Yeah. And
I don't know. There's people that can do that and become grandfathers and just do the kid. I don't see Pat doing it. Look, he's close to the stadium, close to the arena. I'm sure he's there every day at practice. May not be in the forefront when they do the press conference. He might, may not be as vocal and out there as much, but he's there. He's at the games.
To the games.
And you know what? The thing when Tyler Hero won the 3-point contest, he looked like a 30-year-old guy up in the stands, right? Yeah. Jumping up and you're my man, So I think he's still got that fire.
You know what,
for being around the NBA and being around his basketball
one
team.
One thing, Pat, like Coach Shula, and I had to get to Coach Shula just for you grumpy old. They're going grumpy on us. When Coach Shula, because it didn't happen very often, when he pats you on the back, it put me in a good mood all day. Yeah. I think when Pat Riley goes down and says, hey, Bam, Tyler, come here. Guys played your ass off last night. It was really fun to watch. I know we lost, but screw that. You guys played like two big-time players.
Yeah.
Or goes up to some – I just remember when Pat Shoes didn't do it a lot.
Yeah,
it's not a shot at him. He wasn't a guy that he felt every time he made a catch or a tackle or got a sack, he had to tell you. It was just your job. Yeah. You're getting paid. I don't need to say something. But when he did go, hey, saw that again in the meeting, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
You went home with a little strut. Now, usually wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, it was a little tough.
And if he wanted to see you back in the office, then there's a chance you were coming out with little tears in your eyes.
So you get a Pat Riley – giving you a pat on the back, or you get, I don't know, name any other coach in there, Doc Rivers, giving you a pat on the back. A little bit different, right? From a standpoint of
he's got a big fat resume, man.
Crazy
resume. He's part of
friggin'
HBO shows.
Crazy resume.
He was on what he's done, through his career, man. And I think the players always respect the fact that he had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson. He's had some of the great players.
Patrick Ewing.
He's had some really good ones. He had some really good New York teams. They didn't win anything. But so anyway, it's an interesting one that and he's going through.
Yeah, but this has got to be, you know, this is grinding him, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, going through this like
this. He may
this
take
right
this harder
now,
than some of the players.
No doubt. I think it's just, you know, I'm sure at some point he blames himself, you know, because that's kind of a guy I think he is.
Well, he's Catholic, so he
himself.
Definitely got some guilt.
Oh, yeah,
guilt.
He's got
Catholic
that guilt thing going.
No question. Every Catholic's got that.
And so, yeah, but I think, you know, and if people are thinking that he's going to step down, I don't see him.
Oh, no, I think he goes the opposite.
I don't see him until he gets this thing going. And, you know, if he's going to go out, he wants to go out on a high note.
And by the way, think Mickey or Knicks are together. Hey, can we talk to you, Pat?
Yeah, like, no, that
really.
Yeah,
what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. We just want to see if you wanted to have lunch. We're going to pick it up today.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning as we get into a little bit with the Miami Dolphins. James Lake going to join us, tournament director for the Miami Open. We'll talk to him. You know, everybody kind of wondered when there was going to be no Nadal and no Federer and less.
Yeah.
Djokovic, although he's in the tournament, can't wait. Great for the tournament, by the way. Everybody kind of wondered what it was going to be like, and I think the Miami Open is doing just fine.
Well, you know a lot more about tennis than I do, but you know, I remember going way back to, you know, all the when you had McEnroe and you had Borg and you had, there's always somebody else that comes up and fills that void, right?
Yeah,
and then you got these big guys now. You got these big guys playing tennis.
Well, we got this 21-year-old guy named Alcaraz, who is great. We got a 17-year-old little Russian there that just won a tournament, a second one in a row, is playing great. So some great storylines out there. We'll get into that, but right now, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. I want to let you know that fixed rates in the fives right now. So if you've been thinking about finally going, getting in this thing for right now, and you need to get a mortgage quickly and get approved and get all this paperwork done so you found a place you like and you want to get into it, well, whether you're a first-time home buyer, he's got great rates for you. He can get it done. He's got some great programs for you. Fixed rates, as I said, are in the fives. If you're self-employed, been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a great plan for you. He's been doing this for 35 years. He knows how to get you approved and get it done quickly, about half the time of the big banks. And he wants to let you know a couple of other things, too. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I know this. It really is 7 days a week for him. He told me one day, we were talking, I said, it doesn't seem like you see your wife a lot. He goes, Joe, I have no life, man. I am zoned in on taking care of people. Reverse mortgages are super hot for people 62 and older that have, everybody qualifies. If you got, a lot of money saved up in that home and you'd like to get that equity out, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage can do it for you. He works 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms, subject to change, daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. A lot going on here, Tough loss last night again. I know it's been said over and over again, the same pattern, even though the Heat played hell of a game, and Bam and Tyler played like a 1-2 last night. Bam with 30 points, Tyler with 29. But again, outscored 28-20 in the fourth quarter, and the guy making the plays was Cade Cunningham, makes – couple of threes in the last minute, including the game winner, and I don't think he called bank either. He threw it up over Bam and didn't call bank when he did.
How do you watch a team like the Heat that now this pattern of giving away leads and losing in the fourth quarter, how do you rectify? It's just in your head, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying I just pointed to my head when you said that. I think you go, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah, yeah.
We're up eight.
Well, yeah, once you're down, then, once you get down to four, it's like,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, now they made that shot. Oh, shoot. Oh, now we're in trouble. They did this, they did that. And Bo, man, it's hard to win. I know coaches say it's hard to win. And guys, oh, that's a cop out when they say it's hard to win. You start losing.
Well, and don't you think those teams coming in go, hey, we just get them to the fourth quarter. Let's get within 10 going into the fourth quarter.
We'll have a chance to come back.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, so they were calling out, Detroit's been complaining they're never on TV, and they're a six seed right now in the East. And so they're like, all right, you're finally going to be on national TV on ESPN. We don't usually have you on.
Yeah.
And show us. So last night, Cade Cunningham, for people who hadn't seen him play, now realize he's one of the better players in the NBA, 25, 12, and 11. A nice big fat triple-double for a 6'6 guard last night, putting together a hell of a game. We have all kinds of other stuff. By the way, have we done enough at I know the answer here, but I'm going to ask you, and we haven't talked about it like we usually do. The offensive line for the Miami Dolphins. I think now it's got to be done through the draft.
I do too.
I don't know what's left.
Look,
out there.
Again, I'd like to. To me, I'd like to use two picks in the top three on offensive line, just to get the thing solidified. And you know, there's a number of guys out there that I think would fit in and that would be in range, but they're moving around a little bit. The kid, what's his name?
What school?
Membu.
Is that from Missouri?
Josh Membu. Yeah, I'm Ohio State. Oh no. He's from. He is from Missouri. So he lit it up at the combine, right? Speed, agility. He just blew away those and took a step over the guy Campbell, Will Campbell. That I think a lot of people are looking at would maybe around in the Dolphins range. I don't know that he's going to be there.
So you take one of those guys saying, we know he can play tackle, but we think he can play guard too.
I would do that. I think the guy.
You know that hadn't been Chris's.
I think the Membu guy, or what, yeah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, the kid from Missouri, I think he's more suited to me when I look at him to be in a guard.
What's the chance at 13 – that the number one or two tackle is still going to be on that board?
I think there may be one left on the board. I think one's going to come. Those two could go in the top,
yes.
Top 13 by the time before we get there. And then you got the kid from North Dakota State,
like him,
who's very.
Everybody's been raving about him since the Senior Bowl,
and he's a guy that can play. Gray Zabel, he's the guy that can play every position on the line.
Yeah.
And so he gives you that flexibility. But I think for him, this seems like for him, and this is the funny thing about the draft, I don't think he's rated at a top 15 pick by a lot of teams. And so, if you pick him, some people go, it's a reach. But to me,
I don't have a problem with getting a guy from North Dakota State.
No. Look, guys have come in from North Dakota State.
Can play.
And they play. They've won national championships.
They beat a lot of Division I schools.
They beat a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
It's like Boise. Especially when
right.
Boise was what they were. You get
right.
players from there, they're going to be
You're getting good players.
And so, to me, he's a guy that if he's there and those other two guys are gone – I don't know why you don't take him. He fits like a glove to me.
You want to take one of those offensive linemen with that first pick?
I do.
Whether he's a tackle or a guard.
I do.
If he's played tackle.
I do.
He can slide.
I know safety is the other.
That's not even on the top of my list with cornerback and defensive tackle. We need another cornerback.
Well, no doubt. And you get Artie Burns came in, but he's 30 years old. It's another one of those guys.
Special teams guy.
Yeah.
I like Artie. Great story. Yeah.
So to me, the pressing needs, they've picked up a couple safeties in free agency. Are they mid range? Who knows what they're going to do? Who knows what they're going to be? But you can kind of maybe push that to the back burner a little bit. But I'm with you. Corner, defensive tackle, and offensive line.
We have to fix this offensive line. There needs to be no more meetings with Chris standing up there. And everybody's taking shots at Chris every day. He's just been getting hammered, but he's got to take care of this offensive line.
Yeah, you can't
patching it up with guys.
You can't just put a Band-Aid on it.
Nothing against Eichenberg.
Five-year-old, guys that have been in the league for 6 years, and we'll get 2 years out of them. This guy's been in the league for 8. Let's get a year out of him. You need to get somebody there that's going to be there and solidify the inside. You got two very promising tackles right now, right? Very promising, both those tackles, Austin Jackson and Patrick Paul. I think is going to be a very good player in the league. You got to solidify that middle of that offensive line.
A lot of people are, he didn't grade out as well as he needs to, and I'm like, he's got a lot of playing down.
That's fine. He got reps. He's got something on tape to look at, and I think this kid's going to work his butt off and be ready to play.
You think Patrick Paul's makeup's a lot like Chopper? I think so too. He asks a lot of questions.
Yeah.
He's played a lot of football.
He asks a lot of questions. He listens and he goes and he works on what he's been told. And look, I look at him just from a fundamental. The guy's got a good base. He's rarely off balance. Got long arms. And once he gets a hold of you, you're not going anywhere.
No.
So you know those are the things that are important. You can always you can always improve it at your craft. Over the offseason.
Well, listen, man, they need to make a commitment to that kid, Patrick Paul. You're the left tackle. Get ready. Get ready to play, and don't worry about the Teron talk, and don't worry about anything else. You're the friggin' guy. We drafted you second round. It's your time. And this draft thing, you just haven't been able to fill it up. You had to go on inexpensive players because you couldn't. I'm sure they tried to get some other guys, and they were – too expensive, got paid a lot more money in the open market, and we need to hit on the draft.
You got bodies that at positions that you needed, but they're it's just like rolling dice with them. You may crap out, and one may turn out to be a winner.
Some of these free agents probably work out, and we'll go, hey. We got another Calais Campbell in here. We got Jonnu Smith, Brooks at line.
How good did you feel when we drafted when we signed Jordan Poyer? Oh, we got Jordan Poyer. You know, he played for the.
I didn't feel good about that.
How'd that work out?
I knew he was smart, but I knew what Buffalo knew.
Yeah.
Didn't make the amount of plays he used to make.
That's funny. It's funny you say that because everyone always looks at the coming in, but they don't look at the going out. If he's that good, why did Buffalo let him go? If he's that good, why did this team let him go? There's always there's the yin and the yang on it, right?
Yeah.
If they thought he was good enough to play two more years at the level he played, they would have never let the kid go.
Bo, we got to go to break here, and we're gonna have our favorite chef, one of the most popular human beings in Broward County on Las Olas right now with all the great restaurants. We're gonna have him coming up here, and we got more stuff to get to here. But
he's getting a little pushy with this New England stuff every time I see
him. Well, he should be jacked up. They're spending a lot of money on that free agency, and now they see what they do in the draft if they can get that figured out.
He hasn't been talking much the last 2 years, but now he's back up on the
– We finally got New England down a little bit with Brady down here on vacation finally, full-time vacation. But, hey, Bo, we can't go through another year with two safeties in a corner without an interception. That can never happen again. Tell you what can happen, especially for Bo and I, that we're going to Beverly's Jewelers. Boy, we go there a lot. They got an incredible offer. You thinking about getting engaged and want to get something real special for that little lady, listen to this one. An incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes are available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is for a limited time, plus gold prices are an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers and have for more than 30 years for everything. Birthdays, anniversaries, engagement rings, diamond engagement upgrades. I've done it all, man, and you will too once you start going to Beverly's Jewelers on Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Or you can just go online to bevjewelers.com. Jeff and Amanda and that staff want to help you. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. Man, I got to tell you, Bo. Before we get back to sports with everything that's going on, a lot of people in town, and we just happen to know a really good restaurant if anybody's staying over there in that beautiful Fort Lauderdale, Las Olas area right now that's on fire right now, the new restaurant, Catch and Cut Seafood, stone crabs, great fish, and unbelievable prime steaks. Executive chef 26 years. That's a pretty good resume. 26 years at Joe Stone Crab as executive chef. And now the big dog at the Catch and Cut, Chef Andre. Good morning, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this week?
Pretty good. I've just been telling Joe you're getting a little pushy on this New England stuff with me here now.
Well, let me tell you, I'm working, ready to work on my my summer menu, and I can't wait to bring some New England dishes down here, finally.
Oh, there you
finally
go.
Finally get my New England seafood down here.
You know, you may need to go up to that I got to tell you, you may want to go up in the press box and get some of that New England clam chowder they do up there.
That stuff in Foxborough is legendary. Yeah, you're not lying about that. My God. Hey, Chef, so we got a big free agent class for the Patriots. How are you feeling about the draft? And, you know, one thing Bill didn't do a great job of, I think we could all agree, he didn't have great drafts there, especially towards the end. It wasn't going well, even though he's still able to win a lot of frigging games. You feel better about the draft coming up?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Coach Mike. I think he's going to do a great job. You know, he picked up Bradberry from the Vikings. I think they're starting to make some good moves here. Again, looking for a great season, but, you know, until it starts, until that first day, you don't know what's going to happen, you know. But a diehard Patriot fan, but, you know, I did show Kim that I did play for the Dolphins. I sent him a live picture that I was number 78 back in 1978 for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, that was Pop Warner for, what did they call it? It was a youth league, right? I don't know, we used to call it Pop Warner in California.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, you got a little Dolphins in your blood. You gotta let us know about that, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
I gotta tell you, I looked at his picture. He showed me the number, but when I saw him, I said, oh yeah, you can see him, but a little more porky down back there than he is right now.
Hey, Chef, so I gotta ask you before I forget, what are we doing on the menu right now? Anything different besides the steaks and that delicious fish and everything so first class, including everybody serving just a really, really good from top to bottom?
You know what's great right now is, like I said, our clientele has become all locals, and they're becoming friends on both ends of the restaurant. And I'm going to them now and asking, what do you guys want to see for the summer? I mean, that's pretty cool. I've never been really able to do that. But I'm asking the customers now, what would you like to see on the summer menu? And they're giving me some great ideas. I mean, I know we've been playing around with Clam Casino. We're looking at an oyster dish. You know, we're coming up with a lot of cool things and, you know, a lot of great feedback from customers. And that's a win-win situation. You know, when you go to Foxborough and it's sold out with the fans, it's a win-win situation on both sides.
Hey, so 50-50 still pretty much steaks to all the fish dishes you have and fresh fish?
Yeah, you know, we ran the 22-ounce T-bone prime for a special, and it made it on the menu. The seafood fra Diablo, I had a customer the other night on Saturday night, said, please, chef, keep it on the menu. I said, you got it. We're going to keep it on the menu for you. So that's where that feedback, and, you know, it's become a local gathering place, and it's really, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
So I'm ready to kind of, we're going to do a little wager this year. Joe and I, for the two games that the Dolphins play against New England, we got to figure out a little.
Well, you know, I'll be up there.
We got to figure out a little. You know, what we're going to bet. You know, maybe if we lose a game, we got to come in and wash dishes or something. And maybe if we win, we get to pick something for a special for a week. How's that?
Or I'll come to your house and cook for you guys.
And I hear Woody back there going, no, he can cook here in the studio. It would be great. We'd all like in on that action.
I know that's not going to happen, so I know my bet's going to win. So.
There you go. All right. Barry's back. Yeah. He's acting like he's got Tom Brady back there.
I can't argue with him now. At this point right now, I think New England may have taken a couple big steps forward.
Hey, you know? I think you got your quarterback. Some people still call. Yeah. I think that kid, he had nobody to throw to last year. A little bit from the tight end. I think he's got a chance to be really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the future with Drake. I think he's going to do really well.
Yeah, good.
Chef, it's great having you, man. Thanks for coming on a little bit this morning. And again, if you're looking for a new restaurant, and everybody's always looking, I don't care where you are in South Florida, I promise you this, it is worth their drive to Catch and Cut. And on Las Olas there. And by the way, don't worry about it. You can park right there in the front, valet parking right there in the
Wednesday
front.
Wednesday through Sunday.
You're all set. Yep. Don't have to worry about that. So, Chef, thank you, and keep it rolling.
Well, I appreciate it, gentlemen. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Take care.
Chef Andre, I got to tell you, man, that's it's a good way to start. The joke.
I tell you, that seafood linguine that he had.
I know you like that.
Ooh. He had some clams in there.
You know,
some mussels
at the last second when I was there, I said, Bo, I know I talked about the fish, and I do love fish, but I said, I got to get one of these steaks.
No, you're a steak guy. You're a steak guy.
Probably too much. Anyway, want to thank Chef for coming on here, and if you are in town and haven't been and you've been hearing about it, it's he's the key, man, and he's brought in the big horses, and he's got Gene the Dream and some others. Gene the Dream, if you can get, you go in there, ask for Gene the Dream, and you are in for one of the best waiters in the business, right?
No doubt.
Seriously, I know he likes to bust our chops, and we bust his, but he is.
No, we got a lot of good servers in there. They're professional servers, and they all do a fantastic job. But Gene is kind of, he's kind of you'd have to put him in the all-star class, right?
Oh no, he's by himself. He's legendary, man. It was fantastic down at Joe's for all those years, and to have him up there is fantastic. Hey, by the way, James Blake, tournament director for the Miami Open, is going to join us coming up in a few minutes. We'll get all caught up here and get caught up. Sorry, man, but that Miami Open is here for a week and a half more, and they got a bunch of great players. You can look at the list of players, plus having Djokovic back in the tournament is just great stuff. And the women don't take a back seat, man. They got some great stories on the females and the women's side as well. So we'll have all that for you coming up with him in just a moment. But first, want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. 35 years in the business, man. Big Daddy started this thing 35 years ago. Well, we lost him. We lost Big Daddy. He lived life to its fullest. He did not get shortchanged. Do not feel badly, because it's got the same work ethic. Eric and Mike and Chippy and all the rest of them. You got trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road every day, going 7 days a week. We got the best. We went out, and when you got the best people on the air conditioning side, you got to do the best on the plumber side. Licensed, experienced plumbers, again, 7 days a week for all your problems. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, understand that you're going to have problems even on a Saturday and Sunday. They're ready to go. We are the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. We have a warehouse full of air conditioning units, all different sizes. Never a problem. Same day installation is always the goal. Financing plans that you have. And again, we try to get to you as quickly as possible with the best people working. And that's what it's all about, man. It's always been about that. Still family-owned and operated, ready to go for you. The next time you have a problem, tell them Joe Rosa to give him a call at 1-888-349-6922. That's Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.